KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
KJAN News is brought to you by Meyer and Gross Real Estate in Atlantic. Call 243-4100. And at 8:07, we have fair to partly cloudy skies, 59 degrees in Atlantic. We look for skies to be partly cloudy for the balance of the day here today with a high of 82 and winds east-southeast at 10 miles per hour. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. In area news, police in Red Oak reported traffic stop on a suspicious vehicle at around 4:30 a.m. today, Wednesday, resulted in the arrest of a woman from Nebraska. Officers stopped the vehicle in the 100 block between Prospect and Elm Streets in the alley. Upon further investigation, officers arrested 41-year-old Shannon Marie Lee of Plattsmouth, Nebraska, for possession of methamphetamine with the intent to deliver anywhere from 5 grams to 100 kilograms, and that is a Class B felony offense. Lee was being held in Montgomery County Jail on a $25,000 bond. The Montgomery County Sheriff's Office on Tuesday had said an Essex man, 38-year-old Blake Sandall, was arrested at around 4:30 p.m. last Thursday, August 26th, for driving while barred. Sandall was transported to the Montgomery County Corrections and held on a $2,000 cash-only bond. A man from Pottawatomie County was arrested Monday in Mills County for OWI third offense and on a warrant for two counts of indecent contact with a child. The Mills County Sheriff's Office and 46-year-old Craig Raymond Jansen of Council Bluffs was taken into custody at around 2:15 p.m. His bond was set at $9,000. An apartment building in Creston sustained about $10,000 damage Tuesday morning after it was struck by an SUV. Creston police say a witness reported the white vehicle ran over a grassy area next to an apartment building east of the T-intersection of Laurel and South Sumner Streets. The vehicle continued until striking the side of an apartment at 1001 Sumner. The incident occurred around 8:20 a.m. When police arrived, the vehicle was not on the scene and they did not see it while they were en route to the call. The driver was not immediately known. The wall of the building that was hit had a visible brick indentation, enough so that the vehicle broke through into the inside of an apartment. There were no injuries reported, and due to the damage, the tenant's door was jammed shut and required the services of the Creston Fire Department to pry it open. A collision Tuesday morning in Guthrie County caused a total of $6,500 damage, but there were no injuries. The sheriff's office said a 2012 Ford Taurus, driven by 15-year-old Tag Jordan Monahan of Bayard, was stopped at the stop sign for 200th Street at Highway 4 at around 7:30 a.m. A 2019 Chevy Traverse, driven by 27-year-old J.C. Lynn Toole, also of Bayard, was southbound on Highway 4. Monahan took off from the intersection and failed to yield to the SUV, striking it on the passenger side. Elsewhere in state news, officials of the Iowa Department of Public Safety today, Wednesday, report that on Tuesday, August 31st, the Jones County Sheriff's Office received a 911 call from the residents located at 23966 42nd Street, Martell, in rural Jones County. Upon arrival, deputies observed a large structure fire. They also encountered an individual with a knife. Multiple law enforcement officers from the surrounding communities responded to the scene. Initial reports indicated the subject did not comply to orders given by law enforcement to drop the knife. Law enforcement deployed non-lethal and lethal rounds. The subject received multiple gunshot wounds and died at the scene. Two deputies from the Jones County Sheriff's Office discharged their service weapons and were placed on paid administrative leave pending the investigation as a standard procedure. Three officers from the Anamosa Police Department discharged their service weapons and also were placed on paid administrative leave pending the outcome of the investigation. A Linn County deputy deployed non-lethal rounds and has been played on and has been placed on paid administrative leave, again pending the investigation. And authorities say it is standard protocol for deputies and officers of the aforementioned departments to be placed on paid administrative leave pending the outcome of any officer-involved shooting investigation. The Iowa Division of Criminal Investigation, or DCI, was requested to investigate the officer-involved shooting. The Iowa State Fire Marshal's Office was dispatched to investigate the fire. Both investigations are currently ongoing and no additional information is being released at this time. The names of the sheriff's deputies and police officers will be released once they've been interviewed by the DCI. The name of the decedent will be released pending notification of family. Agencies that responded to the incident include the Jones and Linn County Sheriff's Offices, Anamosa Police, Mount Vernon Police, Monticello Police Departments, Iowa State Patrol, Martell Volunteer Fire Department, Lisbon, Anamosa, and Mount Vernon Volunteer Fire Departments, along with the Morley Volunteer Fire Department. Record numbers of Iowa families relied on food pantries during the pandemic, but with increased federal benefits through the SNAP program, some pantries are finally seeing a bit less traffic. Luth Elzinga, spokesman for the Des Moines Area Religious Council, said many people are getting a lot more money for food through pandemic emergency increases to the SNAP program.
When people have the money to spend at the grocery store on their food, they're less likely to come to a food pantry.
Those emergency benefits are temporary, but starting in October, SNAP will see a historic permanent increase to the amount of money a person gets each month. Even with the higher base level benefits, Elzinga expects people will go back to the pantries once the pandemic allotment runs out.
They're going to be needing to fill that gap somehow. And a lot of them were previously using food pantries to do so. And so we expect that they will return.
Once the emergency assistance stops, he says, people will get different amounts of money, sometimes less, despite the permanent increase to SNAP. That's a check of some of the latest area and state news on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.